inflationary overhead. Every transaction involves overhead. A customer has to pay the sticker price of an item, and she also has to pay related costs of communication, transportation, labor, and so forth. Inflation not only causes the price of an item to go up, it also causes the overhead of the transaction to go up. And that overhead may actually go up more than the sticker price of the item. If you ordinarily go to a certain store and buy a jug of milk at a certain price, and that price goes up a lot, you're likely to look around at other stores for a better deal or make changes in your lifestyle to mitigate the impact of a price increase. Multiply that by millions of shoppers and by all the price increases in an inflating economy, that's a significant overhead in contrast to a stable economy. The sticker price of everything goes up, but the overhead of a great many transactions goes up more because the communication and transportation and other costs are increased by the rapid changes in prices. People's reaction to the stress caused by inflationary overhead can further increase inflationary overhead. This reaction can include disruption of formerly stable families and other social relationships. Crime is likely to increase, even beyond the inflationary counterfeiting, which is in itself a crime. A crime committed by the government against the people. Drug misuse, disease, behavioral problems, and suicides are likely to increase during periods of high inflation. People change their behavior in response to changes in their incentives. Prices are a major incentive. When people try new things because their incentives change, they're more likely to make mistakes. Those mistakes are caused by inflation and should be added to the inflationary overhead total. People are very conscious of what is valuable and what is not. In a stable society, that value map doesn't change much, so everyone has pretty close to the same perception of value. But in an inflationary environment, the value consensus is disrupted. Inflation affects different parts of the society in different ways, so the value maps of different parts of the population diverge. That adds to the social stress. It keeps people from understanding and empathizing with different parts of the society. Inflation is a euphemism for counterfeiting. Counterfeiting is a serious crime, especially when it's committed by corrupt governments. Government-sponsored counterfeiting leads societies to social collapse. As prices go up, inflationary overhead expands, causing more inflation. Central banks think they can control inflation, but they can't. They can turn it on. They can turn it off, but they can't keep up a steady rate of inflation. If they try to do that, inflation goes parabolic and the society collapses. That can take decades to happen, but it has happened to every fiat currency in history. We can restore social stability anytime by ending this counterfeiting racket. We can end the counterfeiting racket simply by repealing or ignoring all legal tender laws. Value is created by work. Fiat currency is only created by crime. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.